Dan Rosen from NHL.com is in New York City covering the Game 7. Dan, it's interesting. I was looking up the numbers. Washington, of course, has blown a 3-1 series lead four times, looking to avoid having it for the fifth, which, of course, was still first overall. It's happened 27 times. The Rangers, in fact, one of the teams that did it most recently last year, coming back from 3-1 deficit behind to Pittsburgh. So the Rangers are actually looking to be the first team ever to do it in consecutive years to come back from a 3-1 deficit. All the arrows would seem to point in favor of the Rangers. Tell me why you think, first of all, the Capitals can win.
Well, I just think this Capitals team is a different team than the ones we've seen in the recent past, particularly the team against Montreal, I guess, back in, 2010, even though they dominated in shots and possession in that series, and Yaroslav Halak was awesome, really. I mean, think about it. He was awesome. But I overall, just looking at the team, they're a different team. They play a different game. They're a heavier team, physical, very physical. And we have seen when Washington plays its aggressive forechecking game and plays it well, what it can do to the Rangers. It frustrates them. It flusters them. It slows them down and then forces them into turnovers. Just look at that. And I know Washington was pushing, but just look at the last 15 and a half minutes of Game 6. 34-1 in shot differential, and the one in shot attempt differential, I should say, and the one shot attempt for the Rangers was a miss from about a red line by Derek Stepan. It was a domination, and that's why I think Washington has to feel confident in its ability to win, because they, when they play their game, it works to their favor.
Dan, I agree with you. I mean, this is a different Washington team, and to say they've had their moments is to understate, but the one thing that jumps out at me off the page is Henrik Lundqvist. That's not a news flash, but he is so good when the money's on the table.
Yeah.
In elimination games, game sevens. I think he's got a string of 9 straight elimination games at Madison Square Garden. His numbers are off the charts when it matters most.
He is. I mean, he can become just, I think it is, the third goalie in NHL history to win 6 game sevens, and he would do it in a row. Patrick Waugh and Marty Brodeur also have done it.
Right.
But he would do it in a row. The Rangers are 13-3 when they can be eliminated, in games when they can be eliminated, going back to the 2012 Eastern Conference quarterfinals against Ottawa. Lundqvist has been in net for all of those games with a minuscule goals against average and a very high save percentage. His goals against is 1.00 in Game 7, and that includes the first Game 7 he played in, which was a loss. He's won the last 5. He is exceptional. He rises up in the big games. That's why he's their best player. That's why he's their most important player. And that's why I think he's going to do it again tonight, guys. I think he's going to have another huge game.
How has Rick Nash played in your eyes?
Funny thing is, Rick Nash scored in Game 6, and I thought it was his worst game of the series. It was his only shot on goal. I didn't think he was very visible at all. And in fact, seconds before he scored that goal, I turned to the person next to me in the press box, and I said, oh my goodness, look, it's Rick Nash. I finally found him. And then he scored a goal. So maybe Rick wants me to say that a few more times. I thought he was really good earlier in the series. Really, really games 1-5. I think he's been an effective player for the Rangers. He's been very good on the penalty kill, too, but he's been generating shots, generating chances. I think people have been holding their breath when he gets the puck. That was until Game 6, where I thought he was invisible until he scored the goal. He has to be very visible. He has to get on the inside. He has to get to the front of the net. And if you notice, I noticed it in Game 6 a little bit, he was to the side. And then once he finally got in the middle and he got a good pass, he carried the puck around, and he went, and he won the middle, and he won the battle. He scored the goal. He's been good, but he's got to score more, and this is a big moment for him.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've heard the narrative, and you know, sometimes the totals are misleading. You know, you hear the teammates, well, he's playing, you know, doing this and doing that. Well, I'm sorry if you're Rick Nash, your major measure is goals and points. How is he handling it? I mean, we read the odd snippet about what he says. Does he know he has to be better? Or is he talking about, well, I'm getting chances and all the stuff you tend to hear? Where's his head at right now?
Well, he knows he has to score. That's number one. Every time you talk to him, every time I've talked to him, he keeps saying, look, you know, I don't mind the way I'm playing. I like the way I'm playing, but I'm paid to score goals. I have to score goals. So he's very honest with himself, and he's very honest with what is expected of him. I spoke to him after he scored in game six, and I asked him, you know, did you feel like you were playing well, just the puck wasn't going in? And he goes, it's a tricky question because, yeah, I might have felt good about my game, but I got to score. And I hadn't scored. And he had one meaningless goal against Pittsburgh Penguins, and that was it. So he was frustrated with himself. He was frustrated. He felt he was letting his teammates down. He felt he was letting his organization down. He said these things. But getting a goal is good for him. It's good for his confidence. And Rick has always been a player that scored in bunches. When he does get one, they usually start to come for him. We'll see if that happens now.
Dan Rosen from NHL.com joins us. Dan, Braden Holtby, as good as Henrik Lundqvist has been in this series, Holtby's been just as good. There hasn't been a lot of goals. I know last game, the empty netter, I don't really count. But, you know, the emergence of Braden Holtby all season long has been a big story. The Capitals, obviously, I'm assuming, are looking at locking him up. Hearing anything about a contract extension, is this guy going to get in the Corey Crawford-type money?
Well, I'll tell you what. I haven't heard anything regarding a contract extension for Holtby, but if Braden Holtby is not locked up to a long-term contract, I will be floored. I mean, just completely shocked if he's not locked up to a long-term contract. He is legitimately becoming one of the top three, top four, top five goalies, if he isn't already, in the NHL. I mean, he was exceptional during the regular season and durable, too, and he's been excellent in this series. What you need to know about Braden Holtby is guys like Joel Ward and Brooks Like, after the game, Game 6, when he let in four goals, they were basically saying, we let him down because we didn't score enough. On the night when he might have been human, not superhuman, the Capitals teammates felt they let him down, even though they beat Henrik Lundqvist three times. They love the guy. They love playing in front of him. He is really the pulse of this team, I think. We look at Alex Ovechkin as being the leader, the captain of this team, but I think Holtby's the pulse of this team. He's so calm and so composed that I think it makes the rest of the guys so calm and composed, too.
Yeah, Dan, you're right. And here's the thing. You know, we can talk about the Trotz effect and Ovechkin and growth here and growth there. But the fact is, if you don't have goaltending, you don't have a chance. And a lot of nights, regular season or playoffs, the New York Rangers can face an opponent knowing they've got the better goaltending. Right now, it's a coin flip, and that's why the series is so close.
You are 100% right. It's the one time that I can remember, well, I guess last year when they went into the conference final, but Price was out in one game. For an entire series, in the last couple of years, I can't remember the last time the Rangers were even in goaltending. They've always had the advantage. Even last year going into the Stanley Cup final, I think Henrik Lundqvist was a better goalie than Jonathan Quick. It's just that the Kings were a better team than the Rangers. This series has been dead even in goaltending. It really has. It could have been the difference. You know, funny thing is we'll see what happens tonight, but the difference in this series could come down to Joel Ward's goal in game one with 1.3 seconds left. Washington wins tonight. You can trace it all the way back, and it's the one time where the Rangers really stopped playing, and Lundqvist was kind of stunned. But other than that, this series has been dead heat in goaltending. It's been even really all over the ice, and that's why you're here in game seven. Even though it was 3-1 Washington at one point, you could argue that the Rangers are the better of play in those first four games.
Yeah, the interesting thing, speaking of last second goals, that the Kreider goal in game six is a killer too, right? Take a really bonehead penalty by Troy Brouwer, just unnecessary, and then Washington's been pretty good in faceoffs, loses it cleanly and give up the goal.
Exactly right, and goals in the first minute, I mean, your coaches say it all the time, goals in the first minute, goals in the last minute are killers, and that penalty was a killer. But how did Washington respond? And they came back and they played two dominant periods, except for 5 minutes, really, in the beginning of the third period. They changed up their lines. That Chimera, Kuznetsov, Ward line was dynamic. That's the difference between the Washington Capitals, guys. I really think that it is. They didn't fade when they gave up that last second goal. What they did was they came back and started dominating the game. That's the Trotz effect. That's the difference this team has right now.
Dan, who are you picking?
Well, I spoke pretty glowingly about Washington, but I got the Rangers in the beginning of the playoffs going to the Stanley Cup final to represent the East, and I got to stick with it. I think the Rangers do pull it out on home ice, but I think it's going to be another tight one. It'll be another one-goal game. Would not be shocked if that happens.
Dan, enjoy it. Should be a great atmosphere. Appreciate your time.
All right, guys. Anytime.
Dan Rosen from NHL.com.